Thank you for patiently holding. My name is Kenya, the soup on the floor. How could I help you?
Yes, Kenya. I just spoke with your service rep, Tiffany, who is very helpful. Mm-hmm. And I had explained to her that I'm a first-time customer, mm-hmm. and I was placing my order on my computer, and I was having trouble when it went to the payment part. Mm-hmm. And it was saying, no payments at this time. And, you know, you can refresh the screen and it wasn't working. So I thought, well, I'll just call while I'm sitting here. So I called and the service rep was like, oh, well, I'll place that order for you. So I went through and I waited and I, you know, gave her all my information, which I had already done on the screen on my side. Mm-hmm. But I was like, okay. So I went through and I had told her, you know, I'm a first time customer. I heard on, you know, Dan Bongino for a discount code. And she, you know, ran the thing and I received my order and I noticed on my invoice that I did not get the discount code. So mm-hmm. when I called, the service rep explained to me that if you call in, you guys can't put it in there for us. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm out. But my point is, your service rep should have told me I cannot put a discount code in for you. You'll have to do it on your end. At which point I would have said, okay, well, then I'll just try again, you know, later.
Right. Or, ma'am, and you're absolutely
I wouldn't have placed it. I would have definitely gotten the discount code and not just ordered it at that point.
Right.
So they're saying I have no recourse, but I feel like the error was not on my side. It was on, you know, your side. So I should really get the discount.
Okay. Well, yes, ma'am. I completely understand. And so I'm going to go ahead and get your account located. Could you provide me with your email address?
Yes, it's Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, a period, and the letter Q, at Comcast.net.
Thank you. And let me see here. And it was the January 12th order.
Yes, that's my I'm a first-time customer, yes.
Okay. And what was the discount? Was it 35% or what exactly?
Yeah, I heard it on the Dan Bongino show.
Okay. And let me see. Thank you for being patient. I'm checking into this for you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you for being patient. I'm checking into this for you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for being patient. I'm still here checking into this. Bear with me a few quick moments.
Sure.
Thank you for being patient on that hold. I am still checking into that for you. thank you for being patient on that hold. Yes, ma'am. So the discount, let me see. Okay. So the discount, I understand that she should have told you about. The discount only applies if you place the order, and I definitely do understand that. But we actually wouldn't be able to basically take out the discount out of the charge because it would have had to be done beforehand.
I'm sorry, would it have to be done when?
Before the order was placed.
Well, that's why I'm saying I called because I had an issue on the computer on your website wouldn't let me complete the payment. So I called and she said, I'll just enter that for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her about it and she should have said, well, I can't put the discount in for you. You have to do it yourself. At which point I would have absolutely just done it myself. It wasn't like I needed the product right at that second.
Right.
Like she should have said, well, I cannot put in a discount code for you. You will have to do that on your own. And I would have waited, of course.
Right. Yes, ma'am.
So since she failed to tell me that, it's not my error. I mean, I understand if she had said and I was like, no, go ahead because I want it right away, but it wasn't my decision. I mean, I'm ordering it to try it because I have other products like yours. I tried it because I was going to get the discount.
Right. Okay. And let me see.
I mean, I quite honestly, I can't believe this is taking so long and it's that big a deal. It was not an error on the customer's part. Like as a, you know, company. And now this is all my time again that I'm sitting here having to handle it.
Yes, ma'am. And so I definitely do understand how you're feeling completely. And she definitely should have told you that she was not going to be able to do the discount. And so I definitely do understand. And I do apologize for any misunderstanding or anything.
Was she a new customer service rep? Was she, I mean, you know, I mean, it's not my fault. That's what I'm saying. And if at that point she had said, I am not able to put in a customer discount code for you, then I would have said, oh, okay, you have to do that on your end. Then I would have said, well, then I will wait, you know. And then if I continue to have trouble later in the day, I would have, you know, figured it out, or maybe it would have gone through. I wouldn't have placed the order at that time.
Right. Okay, thank you for being patient. I'm still checking into this really quickly.
Do you have, like, another supervisor I can speak with? Is there someone, like, your manager?
I can check into that for you. That's no problem.
Okay, I have to get back to work, so I just don't have, like, all this time to just keep waiting. It just seems very clear-cut to me. I mean, I'm a first-time customer, and if your customer service rep didn't tell me that I couldn't use my code when I told her I had the code from the show, then I just feel like, I mean, I don't know why it's taking so long to look into it. It's
yes, ma'am, but
pretty
we are
clear
gonna,
that it was not a mistake on the customer's part.
Right. Yes, ma'am, and I do understand that. So we will be pulling the recorded call to verify the information. And
okay,
the
do you want to call me back then? Then do you want to call me back?
Okay.
After you listen to the call?
Okay, well, yes, ma'am. Well, let me check because I may not need to give you a call back, but I'm going to... And so basically, once we listen to the call, the discount will be valid on your next purchase.
Well, what about the first purchase? I mean, what if I don't want to order it again because the stuff that I already use with CBD the cream works just as well? I mean, I was just trying it for the discount to see, you know, if it was any better
right
than what I already use. So what if I don't make another order?
Right. Okay. Well, yes, ma'am. And so I definitely do understand. And so we are getting this taken care of for you because I get that completely.
So do you want to call me back after you listen to the call and you can verify and then you can just say, okay?
Okay. Well, we can give you a call back. That's no problem.
I mean, I have to get back to work. So I to keep sitting on the phone. If you need to check the call and all, that's fine.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am, I'm still here.
Okay. Are you calling me back? Because I've been on the phone now for 25 minutes.
Okay. Well, I'm sure that we can give you a call back. I'm just making sure before I let you go.
Okay. I mean, it's just honestly almost not even worth my time. I mean,
Okay. And so while we're reviewing it, we wouldn't be able to give you a call back, but you can give us a call that is more convenient to you.
Well, no, I don't want to start the process all over. Oh, my gosh. I mean, I just don't have this kind of time.
Right. Yes, ma'am. But you wouldn't have to start the process over because we already know what you're calling in concern about, and there is we did leave notes here, so if you would need to give us a call.
Then go ahead. Then just finish, because I do not want to call back and start re-explaining this whole process. This is actually the worst customer service experience I've ever had with a company. I mean, it leaves such a, you know, like I would not ever want to order this product again. In fact, I might even want to just return it.
Okay. Well, yes, ma'am, I understand. And so I do apologize about any misunderstanding. We are strictly here to help. And so I do apologize.
So can you tell me about how much longer this call will take in order to find out?
Well, I was about to get you connected with that other soup you requested.
No, and then are we starting all over again at that point? I mean, I don't understand this whole entire process. Or can you listen to the call? Like, how long does it take you to listen to my initial call and then just make your determination? I mentioned to her the Dan Bongino show. So
right.
She did not say you must do it on your end. I mean, it's pretty clear cut.
Right. And so it shouldn't take long to listen to the call. So let me see. thank you for being patient on that hold. So, yes, ma'am, I definitely do understand that you did want that discount. And so we can basically do a 50% refund for you.
Okay, that would be fair.
Okay. And so I'm going to go ahead and do that for you now.
Okay, thank you. I would, if the product works fine, I will order again from the company because you guys did the right thing. It just didn't seem fair at all.
Right. Yes, ma'am, and I understand. Let me see here.
Just get in here.
Thank you for being patient. I'm doing that refund for you. Bear with me.
Thank you.
Thank you for being patient. I am still with you doing that refund. Thank you for being patient. I'm still here. Bear with me a few quick moments. I'm sorry about that. Thank you for being patient. I'm still here. I'll be letting you go shortly. I'm still doing that refund.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for being patient. I'm still here. Bear with me.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, and so I did go ahead and do that refund for you. I'm sorry about that delay. And so that should be in your account no more than 3 to 5 business days. Was there anything else that I could assist with?
No, but I would just tell you that that whole process took over 35 minutes. That's a long time.
Right, yes, ma'am, and it is. And I do apologize completely for that. I'm sorry about that.
No, it just, I appreciate the final outcome of it, but the time that it took for, like, as simple as a clear-cut explanation as it was, seems like there should be, you know, just, I don't know, something in the future to address from a customer service standpoint. But I thank you very much. You're very kind, and I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for calling Omex Health. You have a great day.
You too.
Mm-hmm.